I'm like, oh, so.
This week is Yom Tov. We want to discuss the Hilchos Yom Tov. Everybody assumes and knows that Yom Tov is allowed to cook, for example. Is that so poshut? We'll see that's not so poshut. In the Torah, we find the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whenever we talk about Shabbos, it says, Kol Malocha Lesas. Kol Malocha. Anywhere. Say it in Kiddush and other places, Kol Malocha. By Yom Tov, it says, Kol Malocha Zavoyba. Labor work. So we see that the Torah uses a different expression. Only Malocha Zavoyba weren't allowed to do. What's the definition of Malocha Zavoyba? What's the definition of normal Malocha? But there's one pasuk in Parshas Bo'i, which this is the source of the heter of doing work on Yom Tov. It says like this: V'yemarish mikra kodesh, v'yemarish mikra kodesh liyeh lachem. Kol melocha lo yos b'hem. He doesn't say melech sabayde. Here it says by Yom Tov melocha, but he explains. Ach hasher yochel lachon nefesh. What's going to be eaten for every nefesh, every soul? Hu levada yos lachem. Only this is allowed for you to do. So this is the pasuk who tells us that although we're not allowed to do work, but we're allowed to do work which is lechol nefesh, yochel lechol nefesh, something that is going to be eaten, that is mutar. Now from here we learn the heter which is called oichol nefesh. Oichol nefesh is a heter in the Torah to get heter. But it doesn't mean all the melachos are mutar. Yom Tov still has got still 39 melachos. The principle is that Yom Tov you can't do work. There's exceptions, but you can't do work. And one difference is the punishment is not the same. Shabbos is chayv misim, chayv koros, Yom Tov only allowed. Yom Tov no misim, no koros. But the principle, what is a melach, what's not a melach, is the same. Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same. No, the heter is, ye'ochel lechon nefesh. Now, what do you think if somebody would want to cook something, matzah Yom Tov, after mincha, he knows he's got visitors the next day, he's suchat. He wants to make a whole meal for them. Is he allowed to do it? They will say, Achona! Achona! We will see today it's not a question of Achona, it's much worse. Let's see of this scenario. You have two people, both have got the chicken, both are going to prepare it, prepare the chicken, on Yom Tov, Yom Tov afternoon. The same with forage, they're going to eat it afternoon. But one we say, not the Oiva of Achon, the Oiva is the Raisa, one we say, Mutagon, you're allowed to do it. Kilometer above. How can that be? The answer is there's about 8 restrictions in this heter. This heter that we say, you can do work on Yom Tov. The first restriction is not all work is allowed. These kinds of work, which is forest nefesh, I looked through the 39 melochos, 15 out of the 39, all used for Eich Nefesh. 50 melachas which can be used or normally used for Eich Nefesh. Out of these 15, all those that are made for long-term koitzim. You don't need to cut the tour on Yom Tov. You have got a garden with grapes in your garden, you've got grapes in your garden. You don't need, you don't taste necessarily better. You cut your pears for long term, so then it's not good. So all those melachos are normally done long term, and not allowed, not long term, just for not for today, for Yom Yom. The melachos is normally done the same day, you cook a meal, if you don't live in the freezer age, you like it freshly cooked. It's different, a freshly cooked meal is better. So anything that enhances the meal, that's what the heter is all about. The heter is for Yom Tov. So therefore, these melachos that normally do on the same day, these are the melachos of Shabbos. Now, cooking definitely qualifies into this category that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But there are restrictions. Restrictions are like this. One restriction is lechol nefesh, not for animals. If you have got animals, don't know if some animals are spoiled. I don't know if you cook a meal for animals or not. But you definitely sometimes do brera or do hotzoi, you carry. You're not allowed to do any melachos on Yom Tov for an animal. Only for human beings, not for animals. That's restriction number one. Restriction number two is you can't do it for a goy. Because lechol nefesh, chazal, and only for yid. This is very nuclear. Some people have got au pairs, or they have got a helper, want to make a cup of tea. It's not mitabon. It's not to make a cup of tea for a non-Jewish person. Because in the Osel Chonefesh, the heter is only for what a yid will eat today. And into this category also goes if you cook something for a person who is Mechal Shabbos. That can cause often problems. They are also not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, to say Issim in HaTorah, for Mechal Shabbos. If it's a Nogia Lamais, you have to look into it. What is called Mechal Shabbos? Befahes and not Befahes. Well, I'm not going to details, but the principle is, if a person is qualified as a proper Mechal Shabbos, it's included in this instance, you can't do cooking or carrying or any Meloch on Yom Tov for this person. The next one is for Hektish. For a Dvar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to do it. It's for Hektish. You do Lomoshe, you find Chomets and Pesach. Let's burn it. It's not allowed to cook, you're allowed to burn. No. Since it's not for human consumption, it's only for the Mitzvah of burning Chomets. You're not allowed to do it. You have the Oiler. A person comes to your shrine for Yom Tov, he has got a few Oilers, which he promised over the year. Let's bring Oilers burned only for Hashem. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. The Shechita, you're not allowed to do it. If it's no chiv to do it, it's not Teuch Shabbos. I shchit is muton yontif. If I want to enjoy a bit of meat, I'm allowed to take a big bull and I kill him on yontif. That's only vader asher yotz lechol nefesh. But for hektish, you're not allowed to do it. The next 6 days you can't do it for weekday. Dafke eating means on that day that you eat on yontif. And if you do it for eating, for after yontif, it's not achoner, it's also min atoira. Because when you don't have this condition, it's also min atoira. It's a special heter. You know, before you cook, you have to know. Today you're allowed to cook? No. Today there are heterim. Do you qualify? Is the heter right? I mean, it's an animal, whether it's going with the Mechal Shabbos, whether it's for hektish, whether it's for tomorrow, all these are also min atoira. And also for the second day yontif. Second day yontif is considered like the first day yontif, like chol. Because we only got 1 day of it. There's no 2 days yom. There's only 1 day of it. Either the first or the second. So if you do it on the first day, it's the ikki yom. For the second day, it's like doing lechoil. That's another restriction.
I mean, it sounds like a pot of soup. Just
Whoa. The next thing is shloim tzerich klal. Somebody had a spoon. Somebody had a spoon in his pocket. Just during the meal, put in his pocket. Now he's going for a walk after meal. He can't be bothered to take the spoon. You know what? I carry it with me in a place where you're not allowed to carry. So, also in a tailor. But shloim tzerich klal is also awesome. Just like the tzerich mosel, you might need it, that's different, it's a tzerich. I said, special tzerich klal, what's the use to have an after fork in your pocket when you come back, you can have it, but it's supposed to go to the kitchen, nothing. You just shloim tzerich klal, no need at all. Then you can't do it, or you separate it. The last one is something in the shomelach nefesh. Gemara says, Yom has to be something that's generally accepted. Normal people. I think everybody here, unless they're a vegetarian, cook some meat. Or even if they don't cook meat, they cook food. Everybody cooks food. Some people have only raw food, but normal, standard people. So cooking is a done thing by everybody. Carrying, who doesn't carry during the week? It's a normal done thing. When it comes to carrying medication, that's not normal. Not everybody, I hope so, not everybody has to use on medication. So medication, that's really specialized people, that's not chol nefesh. Who are she also le chol nefesh? More ask, even if somebody finds a deer, which is very delicatessen, you should be able to kill it on Yom Tov. No, the deer anybody would have, you know, they can't afford it, but it's... So something that's only for a specific group of people, like ill people, you're not allowed to. So anything which is not pekuach nefesh, you want to do it on Yom Tov, that you have to grind something. Where the Israfur wouldn't apply, you find that the Israfur or Mitzat the Isra Meloch is also. Because one of the conditions of Meloch is has to be for consumption for a human being, and it has to be Shovel Chol Nefesh. It's a big, big machlokes in today's poskim, but smoking. Once upon a time, they think smoking is healthy, it relieves your nerves, and it's everybody does it. And then it was Taka Mutz to do it on Yom Tov, because Yossi was Shovel Chol Nefesh. Every second person smoked. Today, the things have changed, and they found out that it is very dangerous to the health. And there's restrictions in this place, in that place, in public places. It's definitely the smoking have gone down. When I was in Yeshiva, then every morning the sweepers came. I was a Yidin as well, and then so they swept together such a pile of cigarette stuffs. How much now, Kuzman? Do you remember that? Now it's not like this. Now you have to go to the balcony if you want to smoke. It's definitely reduced the smoking. There's still a minority of people who smoke. I think so. I haven't made the survey. Therefore, most possibly say, today on Yom Tov you're not allowed to smoke because it's not Shovel Chol Nefesh. But don't get a lochal maisa. If you are a heavy smoker, so you can ask your Rav. But it's definitely not possible that you should be able to smoke on your own. So let's summarize what are the rules that are restrictions in the head. You are allowed to cook, you're allowed to do melochus for euch nefesh. And melochus no one done for euch nefesh, you're allowed to do it. You can't do it not for a goy, not for a behemoth, you can't do it for Machal Shabbos, you can't do it for tomorrow, you can't do it for Hekdesh, you can't do it for Siyom Tosheni, you can't do it Shaloy Letzorich Klal for no reason, and you can't do something that is not Shove Lechol Chol Nefesh. These are the restrictions. Besides that, yeah, well, let's, can you wait till yeah, remember the question. So, that now, are you allowed? The light went off. Yeah, are you allowed to take a candle from under your kitchen, light a candle, and take it to the dining room to be able to read something? He's like, how can you do that? Mavir is a melocha. It's not a tzorich nefesh. I finish my meal. I want to read a book, or do you want to learn? This is come in. I want to chill. I want to play. What is the head to do that? If the head is only lechol nefesh, on this you have a cloud. Mitoich shehutcha letzorich, hutcha shloi letzorich. Once the Chazal gave the head to do it, the tzorich euch nefesh, is any use for Yom Tov is also included in euch nefesh, so you can use for reading, you can use for playing, not shloi letzorich klal, but the need of a person on Yom Tov, even if it's not directly food, once it's a melacha that's normally used for food, you're allowed to do this one. Therefore, you're allowed to cook water, boil water for a bath. Bath is not euch nefesh, but it's human need. But you mean, therefore you're allowed to cook water on Yom Kippur. You put on a kettle that you want to wash something, or you want to clean, you want to clean the dishes from Yom morning to Yom afternoon. You can put a kettle on. You're not doing Euch Nefesh, that's Machshir Euch Nefesh, because cooking is mutter. Now we have a special head. It's the head of Marbe B'Shurim. The head of Marbe B'Shurim is as follows. If you, with the same tircha, can add on to do more, for example, you have a chicken, you only want one leg, you need one leg, like this, the cave, Yom Tov afternoon, you need one leg. And you have to break off that leg and cook it separate, or can you cook the whole chicken? And I'm saying specifically, the rest of the chicken, I'm not going to use that tomorrow. That's called Marbe B'Shurim. Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter even with Rabbona. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov if you, the same pa'ula, same action, can't have two pots, the same pot, is there a leg of a chicken that is going to be used for Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook the rest of the chicken, even not for Yom Tov, because that's an ayah heter, which is called Marbe B'Shurim. Marbe B'Shurim. That's mut. So therefore, these two people, one had a whole chicken, didn't want to use anything for today. He only wants to use chicken for tomorrow, and he says he's cooking for tomorrow. That he eats is also min haTorah, because we said if you haven't got the qualification, doesn't qualify the Yisrael, it's also min haTorah. And the other yid had also chicken done for tomorrow, but he needs a part of it today. If he needs part of it today, then it's the action is letzorich hayoyim. Once actually, even though the minority is a small part, and the bigger part is left for after Yom Tov, we're still allowed to do it, because we have a clear heter of Marbe B'Shurim. We should all have a good Yom Tov, we count the mitzvahs. In theory, yes, but there's special restriction by going, you can't even invite it for me, because Xeri, you might only cook for him. Sure. There's special restriction. But me not in, yes.
If you put the big bird in at, say, 11 o'clock at night, you know, on Yom Tov.
Yes.
And it'll be ready the next day.
That's fine, no problem. It's for Yom Tov. Yeah, it's for Yom Tov. No problem.
Yeah. It's got yours. Don't worry about it.